Swedish explosives suspect previously convicted of rioting at political event. By Chris Tomlinson on September 12, 2019. One of two suspects arrested in Gothenburg for possessing explosives has been revealed to have convictions for rioting at a political event. Two men aged between 35 and 40 were arrested in Gothenburg this week after two explosive items were discovered in a parking garage and another found later near a police station, broadcaster Sveriges Radio reports. According to Sweden's television broadcaster SVT, one of the men arrested was convicted of participating in a riot at a political event several years ago and had been convicted multiple times for drug offenses and was charged earlier this year with possession of cannabis and amphetamines. Prosecutor Johan Uden commented on the case saying it was too early to determine a clear motivation, saying, "I don't want to say much at all right now. But my immediate theory is not that it is about political motives in this case. But as I said, it's really far too early to speculate." Police spokesman Stefan Gustafsson also declined to comment on any potential motive and would not confirm reports that a large number of narcotics was also found by investigators. While no political motive, nor the potential political beliefs of the suspects have been revealed, the arrests come only a year after a far-left extremist in Jönköping was connected to a cache of illegal AR-15-style rifles found in a storage container. Along with the rifles, police found police uniforms and other disguises like wigs. Far-left extremist Jonas Lind was later convicted of possessing the illegal weapons but had his sentence reduced from 5 years to 4 years in July. Explosives and chemicals were found among members of the far-left extremist Antifa scene in Germany last year. As well, when investigators in Thuringia discovered what they described as a mobile bomb factory. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.